But first this morning, last night US President Barack Obama announced a major shakeup of immigration law. Under the new rules, millions of immigrants living illegally in the States will now be allowed to apply for work permits. On the line, I'm joined now by lecturer in law at NUI Galway and columnist with the journal.ie, Larry Donnelly. Larry, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Caelan.
Thanks. Can I ask you, first of all, Larry, what exactly has President Obama announced? What's different now?
Well, there are two exact, I suppose, direct provisions that are going to result from this. First is that if you've been living undocumented in the United States for more than 5 years, yet you have children who are legally entitled to be there, then you can now seek a work permit for 3 years, which presumably is renewable, and you can effectively come out of the shadows that you might have been living in beforehand. So it's a very big benefit for those people. Also, certain minors who came to the United States as minors, but illegally, they'll now be safe from deportation. The bigger thing, and those are the directly affected numbers, it's estimated that that's about 4 or 5 million. But the other hallmark of this, and this is interesting, is that President Obama has stressed repeatedly in the speech that it's going to be things are going to be prioritized in terms of deportation. So I think generally, unless you have a criminal record in the United States, you're far safer from the threat of deportation in the United States. So all in all, it's a very good day for undocumented people in the United States and their advocates.
Right, so not just those who have been there for more than 5 years and have American children. It seems like, you know, almost it's like the dogs have been called off, the undocumented. From here on in, they'll only go after felons, convicted felons.
Yes, I don't want to speak in absolutes, Caelan, but my sense from the order is that, yes, those people would directly benefit, the people I mentioned before, in terms of 5 years and having children who are legally resident. They will get work permits. But the other thing I think is that, based on President Obama's speech, is that immigration enforcement won't be what it was. And unless you have a criminal record, those are the people who are going to be sought out. Unless you have a serious criminal record, I don't think people will be looking over the shoulders the way they once were.
And Larry, do we know yet, will people be allowed to leave the States and return to the States? I mean, that's one of the key things, I think, for many Irish people living here there, is that they're unable to come home for weddings, for funerals, for whatever.
Yes, as many advocates for Irish undocumented have said to me, that is the key thing. That isn't 100% clear. What we've heard is that there are going to be waivers in the event of a hardship, that people can go home and come back, re-enter the United States without fear. The bottom line, effectively, is it's going to be a lot easier now than it ever has been before. Now, the precise parameters, and this is why, while today's a joyous occasion, I think, particularly for those of us who lobby for Irish undocumented, also, I think some caution as we look to see exactly how the details of this are implemented is important.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, if you look at the wider political state, the wider political situation in the US at the moment, it is, I mean, it says an awful lot about the way things are working there that the president has had to go ahead and do this single-handedly. Already, I believe Senator John McCain has been very critical of what President Obama has announced.
Yes, the Republicans are really furious, and you're hearing things like impeachment and shutting down the government, et cetera. But this is a problem that's existed for a considerable amount of time now. The fact is there's about 11 million undocumented people in the United States. They're not going to be able to be deported, and the fact is they do a lot of jobs that Americans won't do. They help the United States run. So in both from an economic point of view and a moral point of view, this is the right thing to do. And I should add that President Obama's acting on his own here isn't something unique. In fact, Democratic and Republican presidents in the past have used their executive powers on the issue of immigration, largely because it is an issue that always has divided the United States and probably always will.
Is it reversible, whatever Barack Obama announces? I mean, if, for example, a Republican wins the next election, presidential election, can he reverse it, he or she?
Yeah, a Republican could reverse it. The question becomes, will it be too late in terms of if these people have work permits that are renewable, what can a Republican really do at that stage? So this is going to have very far-reaching consequences. And again, I suppose just to bring it back to the Irish undocumented, I mean, we hear so many people who can't come back for their parents' funerals, for their siblings' weddings. And again, I'm living kind of the converse experience. I've been here for 13 years, and during that time, my brother got married, my mother died. I couldn't even fathom not being able to travel home to be a part of those things. So we hope and pray that as a result of President Obama's action, that will no longer be the case.
Yeah, I mean, clearly there is a very human side to it. I suppose cynics might say also that this is President Obama buttering up, softening up the electorate for the next election. It's very much, it's immigrants who are more likely to vote for the Democratic Party.
Yes, and there's no question that the funny dynamics of American politics, presidential elections, immigration or being pro-immigration is a net positive. In midterm elections, as we just saw, being pro-immigration is a net negative. So yes, this will, I think, help with the fastest growing constituency in the United States, which is Latinos. And again, the Republican Party leadership knows that they have a serious problem on their hands. Again, the Democratic Party is portraying itself and is generally pro-immigrant. The Republicans have a real problem. So if they overact, if they overreact on this, I think that they'll be, again, sealing their fate in 2016.
Yeah, it's interesting, that measure on minors who have come in illegally. I mean, that is very much targeted at the Latino vote, isn't it? I mean, you're not talking about Irish people or anyone from Europe there. You're talking about people coming up from Central and South America.
Absolutely. And you want to talk about the human side, and from a human rights perspective, you're talking, and oftentimes unaccompanied minors whose parents oftentimes have waved goodbye to their children and have paid money to smugglers, et cetera, and have done all sorts of things in the hope that their children would have a better life in the United States. So, again, from a moral point of view, I couldn't more fully support President Obama's action.
Okay. Well, listen, Larry Donnelly, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning.